I want to bring about change in the world. I want to bring about change in the world and bring about love in the world. I want to bring about happiness in the world. I want to bring it about. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I want to bring about change in the world and bring about harmony and peace and love and joy. Yes. Do I read the newspapers? Do I see the newspapers reporting things that are inharmonious? Do I see television reporting things that are inharmonious, etc.? Do I see that? Well, that's who I am then. And why do I give that power? Why do I pay attention to that? Why do I say that I want to change the world to the better when I look at the world in its worst dress, but really, it's my picture of it? Can I open my eyes and see all that is beautiful and good around me? Yes, I can. Can I open my eyes right in the middle of some what might be called bad situation and see that situation good and very good? Yes, I can. Can I see the most difficult circumstance that I can conceive in my life and see it turning out good? Yes, I can. The miracles, so to speak, of having things turn out good is when we have our attention away from the problem and onto the solution. We can put our attention away from the negative parts of life onto the happy parts of life and live them joyously, powerfully, wonderfully, right now. We have the privilege of living our life so beautifully, so bountifully, that no matter what we do, life is good and very good. If we're going to play the role of being an absolute philosopher, then we step forward into that awareness that all is absolute. We step forward into the awareness that by our thoughts, by our attitudes, by our attention, we have in our life that which we empower to be good, that which we empower to be something wonderful and fine. I was thinking of the hurricane that was coming up upon the Texas coast, Texas countryside, and how it had made New Orleans into a shambles, and how it was expected to do those things in other places. Now, if all humanity, not all humanity, if everyone who thought about it would think the hurricane is playing in the sky and dancing, and then when it's done, it just goes apart. It doesn't go any further. It doesn't do anything at all. It just ends. If we were to say that, then we would not be fearful of it. We would not be afraid that the hurricane might do damage. We just say that it's done playing. When our children are playing, we make sure they have an area where they can play and not destroy the house. We make the walls so they can write on them because they're their walls. And then that can be washed off. And it's all part of their game. But if they come into the living room or they come into other areas of the house and they bring their crayons and they bring their paints and so forth there, we are fearful of it. Well, mentally and physically, we tell the children, play with your paints and your crayons in your room, and everything is in order. This is what we can do with these so-called acts of God. This is what we can do with the allness. We say, oh, you go and play in the sky. Enjoy yourself. You don't disturb anything because there's no airplanes up where you are. There's no houses, no people, nothing that you can disturb. Just go and play. And when you're done playing, put your toys away, put the wind away, and then join us in that beautiful, real, beingness that you are, of perfect peace. Now you say, that's a very weak way of looking at life and a weak way of looking at correcting storms and things like that. And I say to you, no, not at all. Thoughts are things. We have the power to look at any circumstance that comes into our attention and immediately say, all is in divine order. We immediately say, go play in the sky, you wonderful storm. Oh, you terrible storm, you're going to do terrible things. Then we empower to do it, and we invite it into our living room. We don't want to do that. We want the storm to play where it is not going to disturb anybody. We want the children to play where they will not disturb anything else except their play area. This is what life is all about. We learn it in ways in dealing with human beings. Why not take it in the ways of our farm crops? Take it in the ways of our mountains, our earthquakes, our volcanoes. Take it in the way of the tectonic plates. Take it in the way of hurricanes and storms and tornadoes, all of which we call acts of God. And truly, they are our own acts, for we are the God that tells them what they are doing and what they are not doing. We have the privilege of setting this all to rights right now, if we want to. We have the privilege of telling the children to play in their room or to play their games where their games are proper to play. And then when they're done playing their games, to put their toys away and go about life. You see, an absolute philosopher who thinks about these things puts these causes in motion without panic, without tension, without worry, and all is in divine order. You can do that in any area of your life. Whether it's a storm outside, or a storm inside, or no storm at all. And you can be immortal, immortal, eternal life. And you can live it right now, if that is your choice for yourself. Is that your choice for yourself? It can be. It can be. And as it's your choice for yourself, life is so exciting, so revealing, so rewarding, and so much fun. Have a lovely day, and know that you are the absolute philosopher, thinking these absolute thoughts, and you are the master of your world and every experience in it right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.